This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain last hour, President Biden said no matter how much it costs, the United States will continue to finance the Ukraine war effort.
We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes. Look at the impact that the war on Ukraine has had on Russia. They've had to renege on their national debt for the first time since the beginning, almost well over 100 years. They've lost 15 years of the gains they made in terms of their economy.
Inflation is rising at the fastest rate in decades as the Fed moves aggressively to contain it. Numbers released today by the government indicate prices for goods and services rose 0.6% last month, or 6.3% from the previous year. 2 months ago, the figures were 0.2% and 6.3% respectively. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
NATO is welcoming Sweden and Finland to the force. NATO's leader Jan Stoltenberg says we need to keep an eye on China.
China is not an adversary, but of course we need to take into account the consequences for our security when we see China investing heavily in new military capabilities, long-range missiles, nuclear weapons.
A gun shop business is being sued in court for selling a gun that was used in a mass shooting.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumley bought the 9mm semi-automatic handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his 15-year-old son, Ethan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A massive manhunt is underway after two deputies were shot during a chase with a stolen car in Bibb County, Alabama, Wednesday afternoon. Bibb County DA Michael Jackson on WVTM 13 News.
But this happened in the Bryanfield area in Bibb County on Highway 25. But he's armed and dangerous, so people in the area of Bibb, Shelby, Chilton, and Birmingham need to be careful and kind of stay in for a while.
As faith in the Democrat leadership wanes, inflation, border security, defund the police, gas prices, raging war in Europe, the complete failure and deadly Afghan withdrawal, Representative Beth Van Dyne, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax overnight said that the recent rumors circulating about another Hillary Clinton presidential run in 2024 shows that the Democrats are depleted.
Nobody is on their bench. Who else are they going to run? Where they're going to have somebody who's already won twice and lost. This is their best bet for trying to beat us in 2024. You've seen horrendous policies. I think it's also fairly, a strong statement against the current VP. That you've got Biden, who picked the VP, who can't even be considered a presidential candidate. But it's funny that Hillary wants to run again. I mean, between she and her husband, she was a New York senator during this time. And if they have not had enough opportunity to ruin this country, I don't know how much more time that they need.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in. We've got a country to save. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Megan Barth is going to join us in just a moment. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You know, take note of what Daniel Natale said previously. And that is the takeover of all our institutions. And that what's happening with the January 6th hearings, I know a lot of people think, well, you know, it's Donald Trump on trial again. But I believe that he's right in saying that it's deeper than that. It's much more diabolical than just, taking the feet out from underneath the Donald Trump and the, you know, the MAGA folks and the people that believe in America first. It's much more diabolical than that. And that is they want to capture, you know, all the institutions. I mean, they've integrated them all as it is, no doubt about it. I mean, to the degree that we all agree that the corruption runs deep and all the three-letter agencies of our government have been greatly compromised. But how do we recapture? How do we take that back? That's the big question. Megan is with us right now. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I guess, you know, as we continue our conversations and we see the dire desperation that our country is in right now because of what Joe Biden, his policies, and those on the left are doing. These are anti-Americans. I mean, I hate to put it that way. I just cannot put them in the class that at the end of the day, they're moving in the same direction that, moving in the same direction that whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent, process may be different. But, you know, reasonable people are still saying, look, we want a free America. We want to live in a country where we can, you know, provide for our family, work hard, get the benefit of our labor, not to be captured and to enter into a socialism rule of law, which is what the march is, by many on the left. And, so I still hold hope out for those. And obviously that's the case because earlier this week it was reported that over a million Democrats said, I'm out of here. They exited the tent, right? And many of them have re-registered in the name of the R name. But I say regardless, and this is where I'm a bit frustrated, and I don't know if you feel the same way or maybe this is just an extreme reaction, but I'm very frustrated in this two-party system. You know, it's like it's designed for us to be at each other's throats the way it works out right now, as opposed to us just being Americans, we the people, you know, trying to live out the values of our Constitution to attain this aspirational hope that was presented to us in a vision by our founders that for 246 years, as we celebrate our 246th birthday come, July the 4th this year, It's ambitious, and we've got a history and a legacy, and there are those forces that want us to leave that behind and exchange it for something that we know that is historically deleterious, that's responsible for killing millions of people, And this is what the left is trying to get us to buy into.
Well, I mean, you call the left anti-Americans. I call them communists. So, mm-hmm. you know.
One of the same.
Call them
mm-hmm.
yeah, Stalinists, mm-hmm. Maoists, because that's who they are. I mean, I don't think we have to look much further than this January 6th committee to understand that we're dealing with a Stalinist government. They have absolutely no problem doing an absolute show trial and a theater trial and then not having any sort of decorum related to this trial as of a regular trial. They can bring mm-hmm. witnesses, have hearsay. They can present false evidence. They can manufacture evidence. This is what the Stalinists did. So,
right.
So we, you know, if we don't want to call the left what they are, we're never going to win the war.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, you're exactly right.
Said, and this is what I've said from the beginning. You know, Republicans, we've lost a lot of our freedoms and our liberties in our country because Republicans refuse to call Democrats what they are. They are not the party of JFK any longer.
No.
They are the party of Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Communist Party USA comes out and endorses Hillary Clinton, shouldn't that tell you something?
Exactly. Right. Well, and also when you hear their spokespeople like AOC spouting out ridiculous stuff that you go, wait a minute, that's just flat out anti-American. How I mean, you're not even in the same zip code. Why? I think you need to find another country. I mean, with all due respect, you know, America is not your country. I get it. So, but you, that doesn't give you the right to come here and steal what has been established and our traditions for 246 years and think you're just going to blight the country and our traditions for the sake of your new deal. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And if you not, you know, going past January 6th, if you look at what they're doing to President Trump, not related to January 6th, but I always ask, why do they fear President Trump so much?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that they've selected one man to completely demonize and destroy? And that's because he's a threat. He understands the enemy. Now, he necessarily didn't do a great job of hiring, and he had a lot of Bush people around him, and maybe he's learned his lesson. But you don't listen to consultants, you listen to your gut.
Right.
And so maybe the second time around that he runs, and maybe he will, and maybe he won't. I think I said last week, I'm hoping that he won't because he brings in with him a lot of chaos. And we've been going through chaos for 2 or 3 years. If you look at the polls, Ron DeSantis is actually has a double digit lead over Trump right now if he runs. And that's because Ron DeSantis is a very effective leader, meaning that he doesn't put up with BS. He calls it like it is. But he's different than Trump in the sense that he has a little bit more polish. He has a little bit more decorum. And, you know, I think that's the type of leader that we need right now because he understands the enemy. He doesn't capitulate to the enemy. He doesn't say, yeah, okay, we'll have, you know, drag shows in our libraries for kids. Yeah, okay, we're going to, you know, implement mandatory vaccinations. Yeah, okay, you will shut down our state for 2 weeks. He did none of that. He did the exact opposite of what the left commanded him to do,
exactly.
What the press mm-hmm. commanded him to do, and he did not buckle.
And I think your point is well taken here, Megan, and this is what people need to realize. Even as smart as Donald Trump is on many levels, and in running his businesses, it's one thing to run a business because it's kind of it's pretty well, even as big as it is, you know, people are pretty much on the same page of what they're trying to do. You know, it's about profits. It's about growing the company, that sort of thing. You go into Washington, D.C., and there's so many different agendas that have been longstanding. Like you said, you got Bush people there. You've got Barack Obama people there, you've got socialists, you've got communists all intertwined into the bureaucracy. This is so massive. I don't know how any one person in 4 years, you know, comes to the point of managing it. I mean, he was submarined at every turn. The guy did not catch a break, whether it was the media or people that were in government, how they were backbiting him and throwing him under the bus. And, of course, the latest episode is, the latest contestant to show up for this J6 special committee that is now, the queen of the darling media of the left right now. Unbelievable. We've got to go to break. More from Megan after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
But we are pushing God up in the song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
You know, not a whole lot has changed. I mean, how many years ago was that for Stevie Wonder, huh? You haven't done nothing. I mean, it really sings to the point of where we are right now, politically. I understand the machinations of government operate slow, but I mean, they should still be operating. And if they're operating on behalf of we the people, it should be in a direction that serves the American people. And that's not what's happening right now. It, you know, the elites have taken over and it's all about them. It's a government of, for, and by the elites. I mean, the minions, forget it. I mean, as Daniel Intel pointed out, this is a totalitarian gambit. This is a serious move on their part, and they're coming after us. I mean, that is clear. They're coming after us and our government. Megan Barth continues with us, the founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. And it's clear with the J6 Special Committee, even though most Americans are kind of bored to death, they get it. You know, I think people in their own hearts feel like, look, there's got to be some fairness in this, and clearly this is not fair, and the Democrats are playing this out. But you know, I believe there's a bigger objective in all this. It's not even so much that it's about Donald Trump as it might be, you know, for them to rewrite the rules and federalize the election system. What do you think, Megan?
Well, they've already tried to do that. The Help Vote Act or something that they were mm-hmm. talking about, or you know, make the
right.
vote. Like help, whatever it's called, it's always some euphemism for their communist ways. They of course want to federalize the elections. They've already
right.
tried to do that. The Help Vote Act, which is federalize all elections. They want to eliminate and abolish the Electoral College. I'm like, well, then why even bother having the Senate? They want to nationalize, as Maxine Waters' famous, you know, speech, 10 years ago. It's not like mm-hmm. Maxine Waters has changed in 10 years. I mean, the woman's a fossil. She hasn't changed. She wanted to nationalize the oil companies, meaning take over the oil companies. Whatever communists do and whatever they've done in history, the Democrats are following suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I cannot stress that enough. The Democrats are not Democrats. They are communists. They are Marxists. They are Maoists. They are totalitarians. This is who they are. And what just shocks me is this whole Roe v. Wade meltdown and how horrible Republicans are handling it. Just absolutely horrible. Do you not have a talking point? Can you not get ahead and play offense against infanticide?
Yeah.
Because that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about a woman's choice. I mean, the left can talk about women's choice, even though they can't define a woman. Okay, just 2 months ago, they couldn't define a woman. But now it's about women's choice. Does anyone see the hypocrisy in this? Does any
exactly.
elected official or Republican consultant understand mm-hmm. the enemy? This is not about a woman's choice because the left can't define what a woman is. This
mm-hmm.
is about infanticide. Donald Trump actually handled that argument brilliantly on the debate stage against Hillary Clinton, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
He graphically described what Hillary Clinton supported when it came to abortion. And he did so effectively and so genuinely that you were horrified by it. He said, a little baby, if a woman goes into a hospital, she's 9 months pregnant, And Hillary Clinton wants to kill that baby, wants to allow the woman to kill that baby. And it was something close to that.
Right.
And it was such an effective argument, even though it wasn't fancy. It was what it is. It was the truth. We are talking about infanticide, where the Democrat Party has literally gone so far left on the issue of abortion. It's no longer rare. It's no longer safe for them. They literally support infanticide. We're
mm-hmm.
beyond 6 months, beyond 7 months of pregnancy, well beyond 3 months, right? The first trimester, which
well,
is
even,
supporting
even, even, and even post-delivery, Megan.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, this is how crazy this has gone, whether it's, you know, California, of course, and Virginia, we know, the former governor there said, yeah, I mean, we'll just offer comfort care to these babies. I mean, and you're exactly right, and this was our statement immediately, it was that the Democrats had become the party of infanticide, and that moniker needs to be hung around their throats until kingdom come, because that's what they have chosen. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't let the party that can't define a woman all of a sudden talk about women's choices and women's
yeah.
rights. They abandoned that argument when they couldn't tell us what a woman is. Mm-hmm. When Joe Biden basically signed another executive order for some crap, I mean, who knows, about, you know, allowing, oh, he was going to withhold lunch money or school money if schools didn't allow boys to participate in girls' sports or use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. I mean, this is who we're dealing with. And the Republicans can't seem to just fabricate an argument, a sound argument. I spoke to a consultant because I run the Nevada Globe, right? And so I speak to a lot of candidates, and I speak to a lot of electives, and I speak to a lot of consultants, and not just in Nevada. I mean, all over the country. Everyone's watching Nevada. So I had a consultant tell me that they were encouraging, or not them specifically, but one person on their team was encouraging the candidate not to talk about abortion, just to kind of ignore it, let it go. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
what?
Yeah.
What? Why would you ever? I would fire you in a heartbeat. Of course you have to talk about this issue, because all the left's going to do is talk about the issue. This is a red wave. This is a historic opportunity for Republicans this November. Every single poll, no matter what poll you look at, shows that the Republicans are dominating, absolutely dominating, from north to south, from east to west. I don't know if you saw the latest, I think it was a Suffolk poll, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was USA Suffolk. Joe Biden has lost 50% of his Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
50% in 1 year.
Yeah.
Hispanic.
Well, and after Nancy Pelosi shoved the little girl, you know, the congressman who was being given her oath, you might make that 55% now. I know one was Joe Biden, but it's all the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, it's just, and this is clear, whether it's Hispanics or blacks, minorities are realizing that all these false promises, you know, especially when it comes to abortion. But you're exactly right. It is astounding to me, the Republicans, because they've had plenty of time to secure a narrative, a message on this that could really congeal this situation. Like you said, is the Democrats have declared themselves as the party of infanticide, and I would let that moniker hang on them and the story until kingdom come, because that is exactly what their choice is. But if Republicans don't say anything, then the Democrats, backed by the reclaimed mainstream media, will fill out the narrative and malign Republicans, and they will neutralize this victory. Because the fact of the matter is, in a sense, you know, the left wants you to believe that now abortion has been abortion has not been outlawed. It has returned to the place where it needed to always be, and that is as a state's decision. In fact, that is more democratic than what was existing before in this country, under Roe v. Wade and that decision by the Supreme Court of 1973.
Right. I mean, the 1973 decision was an absolute abomination. I mean, anybody that wants to have an intellectual curiosity about it and an honest discussion about it would look at how that ruling was made. It was an unconstitutional ruling made by, what, I think it was 9 white men? I don't know. That wasn't the majority.
Something like that.
Right. Now. So, I mean, now they love white men, and now they can define a woman. I mean, the hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an abomination to the rule of law. It was never a constitutional right, not even after the 1973 ruling. And yet you have Democrats out there still spreading the lie that this was some sort of constitutional right. And all of a sudden, women don't have power anymore. I actually saw a sign that said we have less power than guns. Guns have more rights than, you know, this new...
Oh, that's something else, right, let me tell you. Megan Barth, we got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain last hour, President Biden said no matter how much it costs, the United States will continue to finance the Ukraine war effort.
We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes. Look at the impact that the war on Ukraine has had on Russia. They've had to renege on their national debt for the first time since the beginning, almost well over 100 years. They've lost 15 years of the gains they made in terms of their economy.
Inflation is rising at the fastest rate in decades as the Fed moves aggressively to contain it. Numbers released today by the government indicate prices for goods and services rose 0.6% last month, or 6.3% from the previous year. 2 months ago, the figures were 0.2% and 6.3% respectively. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. You know, with all that has gone on recently in the world, it's understandable that basic security is more important than ever. I'm sure you'd agree. Well, joining us today is tech and safety expert Jake Stouch of Verkada, and he's here to share solutions for creating a smart enterprise experience to keep workers safe. Jake, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jake, as we said, with all that's happening around the world and even in our country right now, it seems that things are getting out of hand. And now, you know, everyday people, you know, homeowners, businesses are looking at security a little bit differently than we did, let's say, even 2 years ago.
That's absolutely right.
So what are the top security challenges that are facing businesses specifically right now?
Well, of course, this can differ based on the specific industry and business that you might be in. But the security challenge we're hearing the most about today is how to make the workplace safer for our employees. And in particular, how to centralize the tools we're using for ensuring employee safety so that the people in charge of keeping us safe can do so more easily, whether they're facing traditional security issues like protecting staff from burglaries or these newer challenges like monitoring and maintaining healthy office air quality.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the threats that abound. But I mean, at every turn, whether it's in our offices, anywhere you go, anymore. You just have to keep your head on a swivel and be consciously aware, situationally aware of your environment, and of course, especially when you're in an office building. I mean, before, you know, Jake, we would comfortably go into a multi-level office building and, you know, the last consideration we'd have is that we'd come under attack. But nowadays, this seems to, you know, be something that we hear about and see on the news almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. There are threats from so many different directions, whether they're traditional security threats like robberies and burglaries that have been with us a long time, and also things we're becoming increasingly aware of, like office air quality and the threat of virus transmission.
Well, I want to talk more about office air quality. You've brought that up a couple times, so let's unpack that a little bit, if you would, for our audience.
Yeah, so it's fascinating, but 8 million deaths per year can actually be attributed to ambient and indoor air pollution. It creates an increased risk of mortality from stroke, from heart disease, lung cancer, and we're also seeing impacts on work productivity and school performance simply from having poor air quality. Making air safer really starts with understanding the air quality in your space. Verkada actually offers a state-of-the-art office air sensor which can assess that air quality, show you how it changes over time, so you can then take steps to reduce things like indoor air pollution and even virus transmission.
Jake, do us a favor. Explain a little bit more. I mean, you're the director of product at Verkada. What all is Verkada involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a physical security technology company that produces a variety of products to help businesses keep their people and their assets safe. So these include things like security cameras, alarm systems, access control systems, how you get in and out of doors, visitor management systems, how you check in at a front office, and even environmental sensors that do that tracking of air quality, as well as things like temperature and humidity.
Well, this is a total, total response to office safety, right? I mean, because we're not just talking about air. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could intrude and compromise the safety of the people or the company, right?
Absolutely. This is where technology is having such a big impact because there are so many systems that security teams have to manage today. Cameras, access control, alarms, visitor management. And if all those systems are disconnected, which they often are, it can be really time intensive in a job where seconds matter.
Exactly. You know, it's amazing. You know, you think all these years we've grown up and have seen these movies and watched, security issues, how they're presented, whether we're talking about Mission Impossible or any of these other sci-fi presentations. I mean, it's here today, right? I mean, all this technology that has advanced the whole process so much, it is really, it causes companies to really up their game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you need to make sure that the security systems you have in place are connected. It's something that my company is working on, allowing you to manage all of your security systems and devices at scale through one web-based platform. So all those systems I mentioned, cameras, door access control, alarms, visitor management, how do you manage and view all of those from a single place so that you can respond effectively to incidents as they occur?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the next question. So how can businesses improve the management of security for employees, systems, and their buildings?
Yeah, it really starts with making sure they're brought in under one roof. You want to make sure that you're using a system where you can access those cameras and those access control systems and those alarms in one place, and those are not separate products from separate companies. That makes a huge difference when it comes to response times. Because you can also set up proactive alerting for these systems, letting you know, hey, there's a person in your building after hours when there shouldn't be, or the temperature is too high, or the air quality is unsafe. And having all these systems combined gives you that context to know exactly what's going on and being able to access that from a simple dashboard, whether it's on your phone or on your computer, seeing all those things together and not having to track that down across separate product lines.
You know, Jake, I think for some people, they're going, wow, I just can't believe that it's come down to this. All I wanted to do is be an entrepreneur, have a business that could serve my employees. But the threats are, they're real. And this is a serious consideration for anybody involved in business today, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so vital to think about security solutions. These are the systems that keep your people and your products safe. We are seeing a huge uptick in burglaries, especially in the retail and restaurant space. We're seeing more workplace violence against workers in healthcare and hospitality. And if you have the right security system in place, you can help prevent this sort of crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, and certainly you can deter it. It's, you know, because these perpetrators can understand if they're walking into a hard area or a soft target, right?
Absolutely. And what's more than that is because of the way our system integrates with camera footage, we can actually detect them even before they've entered a building, and in many cases dispatch the police before they've actually entered a facility. We're able to not just deter them, but to catch them in the act and actually take them off the street.
Wow. What are some of the other ways that security has become easier to use, Jake?
Yeah, as we said, the key here is unifying the pieces of your security system into one product so you can manage everything from a single dashboard. And something we offer now is the ability to do that from a mobile app that offers instant access to all your cameras, your alarm systems, your access control from any iOS or Android device. And that matters because people might not be sitting at their desks when an alarm goes off. So what you want to be able to do is pull out your phone, open the app, and see not just that there's an alarm, but be able to access all the cameras at your facility, see what's going on, see if that's a real alarm or a false alarm, and if it's real, get the police dispatched and be able to share that footage with the responding officers so they can handle the situation appropriately. And a platform like Bricata offers that capability.
Well, more and more we're realizing, and companies are realizing, security challenges. Some would tell you they wish they would have responded earlier. They didn't think it was that serious. But, you know, clearly we're seeing that, you know, the pressure is on for businesses to up their game and to get serious about these security challenges because they are real and they're happening every day. Jake Stout, she's the director of product with Bricata, and you know, we've been fortunate to have his insight and his expertise to help us up our game here. Jake, final question. Where can the people go for more information?
To learn more about Bricata, the physical security technology company I work for, visit www.bricata.com. That's V-E-R-K-A-D-A.com. We have a lot of information there about how our customers are improving their security and what security technology products can help businesses keep their people and their assets safe.
Jake Stout, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Evie Bear Carroll. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Excited about the 4th of July weekend. I mean, here it is. You got the kids ready. They're all excited. Red, white, and blue. Rockets, red glare. I mean, look, you got to love America at this time of year.
The 4th of July is the best, right? It's just like you feel so good and everybody's just honoring the country. And, you know, 2 years ago here we had COVID and they didn't let us shoot any fireworks at all. So, way to be a downer on freedom.
Yes, really, on such a patriotic and hallowed day as 4th of July is. So, well, here we are, unrestrained, even, you know, from east to west, from California to Florida. Of course, Florida has been pretty much an open and free part of the country, even through COVID. Thank God for our governor here. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, I got a chance to see Elvis, the movie. I thought they did a terrific job on this. I was pleasantly surprised because I went in with very low expectations. I'm going, how can you possibly capture the life of Elvis Presley? But I was surprised. I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, now we do say that there is caution because obviously it's not for the younger audience, right? Mm-hmm. It's more of an adult, we say it's an adult movie. And, you know, the one thing that we felt like they didn't do enough of is show his gospel background.
Exactly. That was my thing as well, especially when he was in Vegas. One of the things that he was noted for, I was sharing with my wife that, you know, most evenings after he would finish, I mean, an intense show, you could tell he did not hold back. I mean, from 3 o'clock in the morning till 5, 6 in the morning, the Jordanaires and them, they would get together right there in the hotel room and sing gospel music. And that was, you know, when you see footage and documentation of those events like that, they're so special. So, yeah, I was as disappointed as you were regarding that part.
And, you know, I would say, you know, it's interesting how they portrayed the Pentecostals. And
I know. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, so that was
they kind of didn't know what to do with it, but they, you know, but it was there. But I got to tell you, you know, when I grew up a fan of Elvis as a kid, everybody was shaking their legs and doing that. We didn't know that it was in response to a Holy Spirit experience, and that it had its roots in gospel. We all we knew was that it was foreboding, and you know, he couldn't show it on TV, and he was getting canceled back in the days before you could get canceled, right?
Right, exactly. It was very controversial. But, you know, he's got an interesting life, right, because, you know, he had that kind of amazing moment or whatever, and he was very, the gospel music was very, very, you know, deep inside him. And so there's some other movies about that as well, more of kind of the gospel center situation, and HBO even had a documentary on it called The Seeker, and it was about, you know, how he was kind of seeking that. But we do know, obviously, he had an interesting life, right, because he was, you know, a bit wild in some ways, and but he still had that background.
Right, and the depiction of Colonel Parker, of course, by Tom Hanks. Again, he just doesn't fail me. I keep saying Tom Hanks could play the role of an eraser and win an Oscar. I mean, he's just an amazing actor, is he not?
It's true. It is true. So, you know, he always does a good job. And so, you know. I'm not going to say anything about his politics, but...
No. Well, that's okay. That's all right. You know, because our gifts and talents are without repentance. So we can honor that and appreciate his ability. Let's move on. You've got a review on The Father of the Bride. It's back, huh?
So this is a new version. Yeah, this is a new version, and it's an interesting take because it's about an immigrant family that's from Cuba, and they've come to the States, and they've, you know, the father has built this amazing life for his family, and he's, you know, worked super hard at it. And his daughter, and it's played by Andy Garcia. And if you know anything about Andy Garcia, this is somewhat of his life. And so he's always talking about the hardships of, you know, what Cuba went through. And he's done amazing movies about that and, like, the reality of it, right, and the government corruption there. Anyway, so this movie is a different take from the 90s version and the even older version, but it's fun and there's some good morals to it about family and loving your family, and it does show a good, you know, family that comes together and has to get their daughter wed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's interesting what happens with some of these movies, that how they keep coming back, you know, that there's, you know, reruns of them in a way, a new version, you know, Father of the Bride. So that's very cool. So looking forward to seeing that. So you liked it?
Yes, and this one's, I don't know, you know, if people have HBO Max. If you have HBO Max, this is on HBO, and so... you know, it's an interesting one to stream. It's kind of a fun take on it. I love the 90s ones, though, right?
I yes, just yeah.
That they're so great.
Well, yeah, exactly. It was kind of a traditional deal. A little warning there in this one. Of course, you know, we're in year 2022, and after Pride Month and everything, you know, you got to have, you know, some same-sex, you know, inference, even in this new version of Father of the Bride, right?
Do it very lightly, but yes, it is implied, you know, there's some kind of implication there that one of the daughters is leaning that way, and so yeah, they added into so much nowadays, but yeah. Just be aware of what you're watching and be, you know, because it's interesting what's going on.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're pulverized with this indoctrination, whether you like it or not. So keep your shields up. You know, Captain, the shields are breaking. You know, you got to keep them strong. So the Big Fat Wedding is getting fatter. You got now we're into the third iteration of the Big Fat Wedding.
Yes, my Big Fat Greek Wedding is now the third. You know, they're making the third one, and so how fun is that? And mm-hmm. If you've seen the first My Big Fat Greek Weddings, they're very fun. Mm-hmm. And so now they're filming the next one in Greece. And we gave the first one an award, so it had a lot of moral content to it. It was mm-hmm. about a wonderful family. We haven't seen this one, obviously, but it's kind of fun to know that that's coming back.
Well, don't you love the Greeks? They just keep getting married. You know, they just keep on getting married. So now we, you know, we're in the third iteration of it. So this will be good fun. Certainly the first one, you know, set the standard for it. It was just such a fun movie. You know, I think everybody wanted to be Greek after that and have a wedding just like them, right?
Yeah, Yeah, people wanted that family, right, because they were all together. Obviously, they fought and they argued, but they were all together. They loved each other so much. And so it was a good representation of family.
Mm-hmm. So Democrat lawmakers, according to the movie guide, are pushing Google to limit and label pro-life centers now?
Yeah, so this is interesting. If you go to if you go to Google and you type in something about abortion services, then they'll come up with obviously the crisis pregnancy centers and stuff like that, and all the other resources that don't just lead to abortion clinics. And so Democrats are upset that that could be the case, that when you Google that those anything to assist would come up. And try to say this as lightly as possible, but and so now they're saying that they're kind of petitioning for Google to not have any sort of link to the crisis pregnancy centers when you Google that.
Well, so much for female health, right?
Right. And we know that the crisis pregnancy centers and those sort of pro-life centers, they do a lot of things there. Like, they facilitate the woman in many different ways. And so, it's a benefit in a lot of different ways. Obviously we believe that, but it is.
Right.
Because they are giving services that help the health of the woman.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't lead to death, and that's the problem, for these Democrats, because they want these centers to lead you to death, not to life. God forbid that there would be centers there that would be concerned about the woman's health, and, the unborn child, right? So, amazing.
It's just interesting, because if it's pro-choice, then they should be given the choice to hear the heartbeat. If they would, if you believe in pro-choice, then should you be able to have both choices available to you and hear, and be able to go to a pro-life clinic and see what they have to say, and go to if that's what they believe.
Exactly. Well, one final review here is Uncle Cy and the boys. They're on the hunt again, huh?
The Robertson family, the Duck Dynasty. If you watch Duck Dynasty, they're coming up with a new show, and so that'll be fun, because they're very Christian, and they're a Christian family, so they're going to start a new television show that we'll get to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is In Search of Treasure. This is kind of a hoot here, a little deviation from the whole Duck Commander reality TV that had made them famous, and now they're out there with their metal searching discovery instruments to see if they can find some hidden treasure, right?
Yeah, it's going to be quirky. It's going to be funny. They're looking, using the metal detectors to find different things. If you remember the show, they always started off with a prayer or ended with a prayer. And so this is called Duck Family Treasure, and it's supposed to be on Fox Nation, one of the Fox, channels. And so we'll see. It sounds funny.
Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. It's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil.